All right. Just one more thing in terms of what we're going to be covering next time is that, like I said, I'm going to be covering all the stuff on exactly what happens when that person says, call me, and then they're not there, leaving messages, all those kind of things. And so make sure you get the newsletter, you read the newsletter. Number two is that we sent out a promotion to you guys. It was about the Mastermind event. And you guys know that I don't promote on these calls, okay? There's something that's a little bit unique here, and that is that I very rarely get out there and speak on in a public sense in a generic way. I've never quite find time to be able to do that on all that I'm trying to do and accomplish in my life. But I've agreed to do this thing, and the reason that I'm telling you this is because I'm going to be covering something very specific. It's never been covered in this industry before, and it's on not just duplication or replication, if you will, but what I'm going to be talking on is how to build the system that's replicated. A lot of companies contact me and ask me to look at their programs and their websites and things like that, and something that I commonly find as a problem is that what they're replicating is not a model that is based upon the consumer. Or what they're doing is that it's just kind of a put this tape together and they'll put this brochure and that's just kind of like their system, if you will. And there's no proof on it. There's no predictable return on it. There is nothing where you go to an entrepreneur and say, I have a successful business model. This is approximately what you're going to invest time and money-wise, and this is the predictable return you're going to get. And so I just wanted to, just inform you guys that, you know, I'm going to cover that, and I'm going to cover, you know, once you've got that model established, how do you get everybody on that model? What you never, ever do is go out and do another system. Or you never promote another system to your downline until that system beats the original system in terms of actual response rates or returns or whatever it is. And then you break down that individual model, if you will, into individual activities that you can effectively train people on. And then you work everybody through that. And then everybody must keep track of their specific activities, because otherwise you won't know how to train that person. If they're not doing it effectively, somewhere within that model, they're messing it up, right? And so, you know, that's where you get these big generic trainings out there where the guy says, you know, what we're going to cover today is the compensation plan. Gosh, you know, 90% of the people who are failing, none of them have the problem of compensation plan, right? In other words, that's not the problem. You know, and would you put the goal out there, and why are you not at that goal? And the reason that you, specifically one individual, has to do with which activity you got hung up on. And so you have to correct that activity with that individual, then go back and correct that activity with the person who trained them. Otherwise, you're going to replicate the bad points.